It's the 17th today.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm Stephanie, and I'm sitting here with Scott Robertello. Is that
yes.
how you say it? And you own Capnick Orchards?
Yes,
is
I
that
do.
Right? And how
one, of the own, was, one of the owners.
How long has Capnick Orchards been in existence?
Oh, well, somebody from Capnick... Capnick family has been in existence since the 30s.
Oh, fantastic.
So my partner, Sharon, who I'm in business with, her grandparents started coming here in the mid to late 30s.
Really? To this farmer's market?
Yes, to this farmer's market.
Oh, wonderful. So there's some long history
for
it. It
is. And I'm in partnership with Sharon and Bruce Schaefer, and she's a Capnick daughter.
Okay.
And their daughter, Shelby, she's with me today. She's actually now the,
fourth generation, right?
Which is real exciting. So
definitely. Now, how long have you been with Capnick?
14 years.
Oh, good.
So,
and tell me what the orchard grows.
We grow almost everything you can grow here in Michigan. Our season starts off with asparagus,
mm-hmm.
and then strawberries and peas. Then we also grow sweet and sour cherries, raspberries, peaches, apricots, nectarines, pears, apples, pumpkins, beans.
Mm-hmm.
So, pumpkin, a lot of different things.
Yeah, I would say so. And where is it located?
We're in Lenawee County, and our address is Britton, which is just south of Tecumseh.
Mm-hmm. And why does it make sense that the Ann Arbor Farmers Market is a place for you guys to come?
A couple of reasons. One, that we've been coming here for so many years. We have such a great customer base built
mm-hmm.
up. And where our farm is located at, we do have a year-round farm market there, but it's certainly a more rural area.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have quite the traffic flow as we do here.
Uh-huh, that makes sense. Now, do you normally yourself come to the market on Wednesday and Saturday?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. And what does that involve for you? When do you start your day, and what do you have to...
It depends on what time of the year it is.
Uh-huh.
Like today, my day, I would go in about 3:30 in the morning, start loading up anything that's refrigerated that stays in the cooler the night before. Like today I had to put cider and peas on the truck in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we leave a little after 4 in the morning and get up here. It takes about 50 minute ride. And,
mm-hmm.
so.
And then you set up a table and...
Unload the truck, and which isn't bad this time of the year. We don't have as much product as, let's say, during peach season.
Mm-hmm.
So peach season we'll leave home by 3 o'clock in the morning some days. So.
Mm-hmm.
Those days we don't get too much sleep, so
no, I
just a couple
not.
Hours at night, so that's all.
Now you said you have a loyal customer base.
Yes.
What do you like about the customers that come to the market here?
Oh, everything. I think the citizens of Ann Arbor have a real keen idea about what fresh produce is. They really search out the best products.
Mm-hmm.
I think they use fruit and vegetables more, a little bit more in cooking than the average person does.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just very loyal. They'll buy from you. If they're happy, they'll buy from you.
Mm-hmm.
What is amazing to me is I'm one of the few vendors that comes all year long.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here in the wintertime, and even like we had a day in January that it was 10 below zero when I got here in the morning, and there were still customers that would come out and buy. That time of the year, we had apples and cider and baked goods, and I think that's incredibly loyal to a market. Customers that come here, even in the dead of winter, and shop. You know, there's about 15 of us that are here all winter long. And
I try, and sometimes I'm not so good at it, but some mornings I wake up and I think, well, the farmers got up and went
right.
there, so I want to get there too.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful that you do stay year-round. So you also get to see that sort of way that the seasons work at the
yes.
market, which is interesting.
We've really tried to gear our farm around coming here 12 months of the year. We try to grow a wide variety of produce,
mm-hmm.
that we always have some type of produce available 12 months of the year. Usually, you know, apples are the longest because
mm-hmm.
they can store the most. But I really do try to grow enough product that we have something year-round for the customers.
How many apple trees do you have on your orchard?
About 6,500.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
How many peach trees?
Right now we're somewhere about 3,000 peach trees.
That's amazing. How many employees does Capnick Orchards have?
It really varies. Certainly in the wintertime there's only a few people that are still on, but I would say in the fall during the peak of harvest, we might have 40 people working for us because we have a farm market at home,
mm-hmm.
and that's where our bakery and cider mill is located at. And we do quite a business at home in the fall with the apple season. That's our September and October, our
sure.
two busiest months there.
And the pumpkins.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so do you have bakers then also on your property? Or?
Yeah. Sharon, my partner, she's the head baker.
Wow.
That's her. We kind of divvy up the chores, and Sharon runs the store and does all the bacon, and I kind of oversee the orchard with her husband, Bruce, and I go to the farm markets also.
Were you originally from the Britton area yourself?
No. Originally from New Jersey, actually.
Oh, really?
It's kind of a weird way how I got to Michigan, but...
How did you find your way into Kaepnick as a partner?
I moved here with my ex-wife now. She was originally from Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved here with the idea of starting our own orchard. And
had you done orchard work in
mm-hmm.
New Jersey?
I was actually in Pennsylvania at that time.
Oh, okay.
For a while I worked for Delaware Valley College of Science and Agriculture.
Mm.
And we had a orchard and vegetables and farm market there at the college, and I ran that and did some teaching also. So I... moved here to Michigan with my ex-wife, and we bought some property, and I planted some strawberries and some trees, and in the meantime, before that would come into production, I said, well, I got to find myself a job, and I saw in the paper that this orchard was hiring. So I went and applied, and they hired me. And
what did they hire you to do originally?
Just general orchard work, pruning, and
mm-hmm.
Whatever needed to be done. And unfortunately, Mr. Kaepnick passed away. It was 6 months after I started.
Oh, my goodness.
And so Mrs. Kaepnick asked me to stay on to
and
run.
And these are the parents of Sharon?
Yes.
So that they were the second generation?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And so they asked me to stay on while they figured out what to do. And then they asked me to come on as a partner.
Fantastic.
To keep the orchard going. Because Charlie and Jan didn't have any men. You know, they had three daughters, so they didn't have anybody that really wanted to step up. And, you know, Sharon had always worked in the store, and she took care of the store, but nobody else in the family was involved, so...
It seemed like you were destined to make that connection,
I think there is some destiny there. Mm-hmm. I would agree with you, absolutely.
That's wonderful for you and for the family.
It is. And I just love it.
How many trees have you planted since you came on 14 years ago?
We planted quite a bit, thousands. So.
So you really helped expand the orchard.
We've really, at one point there was two separate farms, and Mrs. Kaepnick sold one of them, and we kept one, and we keep increasing our acreage. I keep renting more and more land
mm-hmm.
because we just don't have enough to do what I want to do.
Fantastic. What do you like best about coming to the farmer's market?
Talking to the customers.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that. I'm a real people person. I like talking to them. I've gotten to know a lot of customers really well. Know them, know their family, and
mm-hmm.
It's sort of an extended family to me, the customers and the vendors,
mm-hmm.
fellow vendors. So.
Yeah, that is nice. It really creates a sense of community, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Are there any particular questions that customers ask all the time at your...
Really? The big thing is everyone asks when the peaches are going to be ready. So that's always the most popular question all season long. So, because that's one of our more popular crops that we sell
mm-hmm.
here at the market.
And there's not that many other peach vendors, right?
Not
compared
really.
To other fruits.
Right. Peaches are a little iffy sometimes
mm-hmm.
here. Even this year, you know, we don't have a real big crop of peaches. We have a crop, but not as big as we're accustomed to. So... And I guess lately the more common questions are questions about spraying,
mm-hmm.
what we do, how we grow our fruits and vegetables.
And how do you answer that?
Well, I am a conventional grower, but we practice integrated pest management all the time, which means we basically weigh the pros and cons about putting that spray on by doing insect counts, make sure that the spray is warranted, and... Michigan State's got a lot of great websites that I go to, and I draw a lot of information from that in my pest decisions,
mm-hmm.
what I decide to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I really try to time my application so I can do as little spraying as possible. Bruce and I are the two people that do all the spraying, and that is really one of our least favorite jobs that we do, and so we do it as little as possible.
I bet, but you feel that you really can't succeed in growing these fruits without that. Is that true?
I do feel that way because... from what I've gotten out of talking to other people, I think it's hard to transition in a conventional orchard to organic because you have a certain pest population that's already in the orchard because of the concentration of the trees. Would I like to tinker with that idea? Yeah, I would if I had some property that I could do something like that on. But talking to other organic growers, it's the whole certification process, because I would be growing both conventional and organic, it's very difficult to make sure that you keep everything separated and almost need two separate sets of equipment. So there are some apple varieties that have some resistance to some of the diseases that I spray for, so I've thought about planting those and not necessarily calling it organic, but more of a low input.
There's always more to learn and experiment
with. There is. There really is.
Well, I'm afraid our time is up. Is there anything else that you would want me to know?
Nothing that we haven't talked about, just that it's we go to several other farm markets, and this is by far my favorite one that we go to.
Why is that?
Probably because of the customers. I really... last year, we had a very bad hailstorm on our fruit, and of all the markets I went to, the people in Ann Arbor were more understanding and more acceptable about buying the fruit that had blemishes on it than any other market, and I really appreciated that. That really meant a lot to me.
I bet.
Because people understood my situation, that we had all this damage, and they still bought.
But it's still delicious fruit.
It still tastes good, yeah.
That's right.
But some of the other markets, people are not quite as understanding, and I think people are a little more educated about how crops are grown here, and that really helps.
That's interesting.
I think this is a great place to sell fresh produce. I really
do. Well, I think it's a great place to buy it.
Yes.